case, please.
The next application is 11,805. James S. Crawford seeks a variance from the side yard setback. Sections 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sycamore Drive, approximately 90 feet south of Angola Road. The 911 address is 22806 Sycamore Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 11.16, Parcel 21. Specifically, they're requesting a 3.2-foot variance for the side for the house. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You need to go. Yes, sir. Go ahead and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
James Crawford, 6 Violet Lane, West Grove, Pennsylvania, 19390.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So, good evening, sir.
Short, concise, and cryptic, I imagine, is the reason I'm here is I just bought a property that is adjoining to mine, a portion of an extra lot. In the process of that conveyance, there was a survey that was ordered by the mortgage company for the seller. And in the process of that survey, it was discovered that my foundation, my house essentially, is into the building restriction line by approximately 3 feet. So with that said, I've got the criteria for the variance here. Shall I go through that now? So the uniqueness of the property was gifted to me upon my mother's death in 1996. It was purchased as is by her in approximately 1980. It is a standard size lot, 5,270 square feet in a 700 home community. Many homes of the community are close or on the BRL, cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the nature of the small lot size, the residents are primarily non-conforming in size. The house will stay as is. To conform with the building, with the BRLs, the foundation would need to be destroyed, not created by the applicant. This residence was gifted to me by my mother in 1996. She purchased it as is in approximately 1980. The building, the BRL impingement was not created by the applicant. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. All residents in the community are non-conforming in nature, primarily less than 7,000 square feet. This change will make my lot, 22806, more conforming and 22814 less conforming. However, both lots will be closer in size to one another. Minimum variance. No further impingements on BRLs will occur, will remain as is regarding the current BRLs.
All right, sir. All right, excuse me, we'll start with you, Mr. Mills, for any questions.
I'm looking at a survey you submitted with your application.
Mm-hmm.
And so you own both properties in this survey?
No, I own the property
to the right. To the right, as in the landscape.
Parcel 21.
Yeah. Okay. Parcel 21.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with parcel 22 or parcel 19. I mean, is that correct? It's just on this survey for whatever reason.
Staff could actually answer that.
Okay.
They were doing a lot line adjustment, so both parcels were surveyed at the same time, and as part of the lot line adjustment, his parcel 19 sold him some land to increase his lot size. It was discovered that his house on the far right side encroaches into the side yard setback.
Gotcha. Thank
parcel 21.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was my next question. How did this come about? But now that's answered. So you just came to make it right. You don't want to change the house. You don't want to do anything different. You just want to be in compliance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
So basically you're getting 20 more feet?
Correct. Correct. Okay. From parcel number 19.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Redman?
I have no questions. Oh, yes, I do. So you, your mother and yourself were under the impression you were in compliance at all times?
Yep.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if I can interject, I believe that the dwelling was in, built before...
Your mother.
Before the BRLs were established. I think it was prior to 68.
Oh, okay. All right. That answers that question. Thank you.
Mr. Whitman, no question.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you had any complaints about the location of the house?
No.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Yep.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11805. The applicant has approached the criteria for a variance and verbally spoke it and has written them down as part of the documents. The uniqueness of the property is purchased by the applicant back in, 1980? Had no idea that they were in violation at that time. Can otherwise not be developed because it would be extremely costly for to destroy the foundation and bring it into compliance. Created by the applicant, as I said, the mother and the son were under the impression that they were in compliance at all times. And it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the minimum variance is the minimum to give them relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11805. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Upton.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Wharton.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11805 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.